Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to get a visit with our good friend, Dr. Judith Glaser. Dr. Judy is a longtime friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years. She's been hanging out with us, CEO of Benchmark Communication, chairman of the Creating We Institute, the author of so many books, I Can't See Over the Stack. Conversational Intelligence is one, 42 Rules for Creating We, the DNA of Leadership. I know there's some more here that people have come into my office and stolen because they were so good. Judith Glaser, welcome back.
It's so good to hear your voice again. So good to talk.
Good to talk to you, Judith. We always love having you on the show. Now, I love it when my Brain Trust members travel around the world and they come back and they tell us what happened. So you just got back from Ireland.
I did. I have been wanting to go to Ireland all my life.
Me too. I've got friends in Ireland, but I haven't been there.
Oh, you have to go. You have to go. And I didn't have enough time to see all the wonderful places. So I was in Dublin because that's where my speaking engagements were.
Right.
And then I went to Belfast, which is where the Titanic was built.
Right.
And, oh, my God. Can I start there?
Yeah, absolutely.
We all saw the movie, The Titanic, right?
Right.
This big boat. So here's what is fascinating about what I learned that it came out in the news a week before I arrived. We all know about how the Titanic hit an iceberg. It went down and all the people were killed. All right. They now have new information about how and why that happened. And it has to do with conversational intelligence. It turns out that there was a fire inside the hull of the boat that was cooking for 13 days. A couple of days before. Did you know about this?
No.
No, it just came out in the news because the scientists who are able to take apart the composition,
the forensics
of what they found, could tell that there was heat and burning and where it took place in the boat because all those parts were still there, even though the boat sunk. And it turns out that nobody would speak up about it because they didn't want to stop the boat from going. It was too big of a...
They had a fire they couldn't put out?
It's a fire they couldn't put out.
Wow.
Yeah, they couldn't put
it out.
Well,
that's crazy.
It is crazy, and it spread. They kept it contained, but it was
You're
still...
You're saying that the boat left the dock on fire?
Yeah, inside.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. And what it did is it weakened the metal. And so when they hit the iceberg, the boat should not have sunk.
Steel will handle a lot of stuff.
That's right.
But not fire.
Not fire.
Not heat. It's made by heat. It will collapse by heat. Did you know that a steel I-beam that will hold up a structure, the same solid piece of oak that has the same density or the same strength to hold up that same weight will last longer than the steel.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
It won't buckle. See, steel buckles.
Yeah.
Wood doesn't buckle.
Yeah. It buckles and the composition of the steel weakens the connections inside, whatever that metal is.
It goes back to its original form.
So can you believe that this just came out a week ago? Now it's 2 weeks because we got back, and people are now bubbling it up and talking about it. You're going to hear more about it, but what it really talks about from a standpoint of conversations is that people didn't want it. They were so proud to get this boat launched. It was such a big deal in the world that they couldn't stop it. They didn't want to stop it and delay it and try to fix the fire.
Well, you know, in the movie, there's the example of the shipbuilder.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the owner, I don't remember, one of those guys who was being told about problems that they were having, and the guy didn't want to hear it because he committed to making this trip.
That's right.
Didn't talk about a fire, but the same mentality, the same attitude would have held for the fire.
So I wonder, you know, we don't know the answers because the people aren't alive that wrote the story, but maybe they are. It's Spielberg, right? Wasn't he the one?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody knew, because that's the same situation that lived in reality. But who would have thought that it was why the boat went down, why the boat sunk? sunk.
But it wasn't an iceberg.
It wasn't. Well, no, it did hit an iceberg, but the part of the boat that hit the iceberg was the part that had been buckled.
So it wasn't strong enough to hold against
Correct.
The iceberg.
That what the wow. engineers
that's, now
saying,
that's called a perfect storm, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it should have held up. They tested it with icebergs before they put it in the water,
mm-hmm.
or when they put it in the water. But this was something different. It was the secret that we don't tell people when our egos are out there.
Right.
When right, we want to get the glory that we're expected to get when we're expected to get it.
And we have to be careful as leaders when we how we command respect and how we make final decisions, so that doesn't prevent people from pushing back on us in the future, don't we?
Exactly. Because if we pretty much are adamant, top-down, arrogant, it's my way or the highway,
right.
all those things, then look what could happen in companies, and I know it does, in
exactly.
different forms. This
exactly.
is a metaphor for that.
Hold on to that thought, Judith. We're going to take a quick
okay.
break. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, will be with us after these messages. We got more to come. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.